You are Locked On Phillies, your daily Philadelphia Phillies podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's going on, guys? It is Wednesday, June 10th, 2020. This is Locked On Phillies. I'm Tim Kelly. Today's show is brought to you by Built Bar. Built Bar is a protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. Go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code Locked On and you'll get $10 off your first order. Today's show is also brought to you by Rock Auto. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Visit RockAuto.com and tell them Locked On Phillies sent you. So Scott Shoshnick of Variety, I hope I said that right, reported earlier this week that Joshua Harris and David Blitzer, who are the majority owners of both the Sixers and the New Jersey Devils, and own a minor stake in Crystal Palace, the English Premier League soccer team, are interested in buying the New York Mets. And Thornton McHenry of the New York Post added more, saying, quote, "While both men declined to comment, the Post has also learned that the recent ramping up might have been piqued by reports that the Wilpons are finally willing to part with their television network, SNY, giving Harris and Blitzer a chance to merge their other franchises onto one super regional sports network." Okay, so there's obviously a ton of angles to this. First of all, I don't find it to be a conflict of interest if Joshua Harris owns sports teams in different markets. It's a little bit weird to think about, but truly, if Joshua Harris is rooting for the New Jersey Devils and not the Flyers, it has no impact on whether the Sixers are able to win a championship, and the same thing would go for the Mets and the Phillies. Who cares if Joshua Harris is a Phillies fan? He's not from Philadelphia, and I don't care about that. Jeffrey Lurie's not from Philadelphia and has led the Eagles to a Super Bowl title, so I don't care about that. But also, to assume that people that come from outside of Philadelphia are 4-for-4 and pat, it just probably isn't how it is. So that part doesn't bother me. Secondly, the super regional sports network idea is a little strange, especially since SNY isn't even currently a station that we get in this area because it's a New York station. But presumably they would change the name and whatever. I don't really care. Of course, it would suck if the Sixers end up on a station that maybe you would have to pay extra for or whatever would be the case. But I don't know that the idea is as crazy as some people think. Yes Network, which is literally the Yankees entertainment station, it's not home to just the Yankees games, but it's also home to the Brooklyn Nets games, even though most Yankees fans are Knicks fans and most Brooklyn Nets fans are Mets fans. In the end, billionaires do not care about being 4-for-4, being diehard sports fans in most cases. I think John Middleton does, and there are some sports owners that do. But in most cases, they care about making money, and that's it. And the part about this that really disgusts me is not the idea of a super regional sports network or owning teams in different markets. It's that less than 3 months ago, Joshua Harris and David Blitzer were asking full-time employees of the Sixers to take pay cuts to offset the economic impact of COVID-19. And I get it. Of course you would rather take a pay cut than be laid off, but that's a false choice. Forbes says that Joshua Harris alone is worth over $5 billion. And there are lots of companies, even high-profile ones, that really did need to ask employees to take pay cuts to avoid layoffs. We're not in good times. That's not a secret. But the Sixers were not part of that. We knew that at the time, but the jig is really up right now because in the New York Post story, it says that Harris and Blitzer have been pondering the idea of bidding on the Mets now for a few months. So at the same time that they had to be shamed into not using coronavirus as an excuse to cut the salaries of some of their employees, they were considering entering into the bidding for the Mets, who Forbes says are valued at $2.4 billion, and they're probably going to sell for closer to $3 billion if 100% of the team is sold. So, I mean, they magically had all this money for that, but couldn't pay employees who obviously aren't making anywhere near $3 billion when you add up their cumulative salaries or even just the percentages that they were talking about being cut. It's so blatant. Even in Joshua Harris' statement about deciding not to cut employee salaries, he made it seem as though, well, we were doing this so we had enough money to pay our hourly workers to the end of this scheduled season, and now we're going to have to find a different way to make up those losses. No, you're not. I mean, like I just said, Joshua Harris is believed to be worth over $5 billion. David Blitzer, according to the New York Post article, is worth over $1 billion. Michael Rubin, who seems, I mean, I've heard him speak a couple times. He seems like a very nice, genuine guy. He was rightfully, apparently, disgusted with the plans to cut employee salaries. He's worth nearly $3 billion. He founded Fanatics, the sports clothing company, and has a stake in the Sixers and a stake in the Devils. I mean, the idea, and that doesn't get into Adam Aaron and different people. Hell, Will Smith and Jada Pinkett own minor percentages of the Sixers. The idea that you were strapped for cash, I mean, it's just, it's disingenuous. And lots of people were and are struggling economically because of coronavirus. The Sixers ownership group was not one. So I don't care that Joshua Harris is considering buying a team from New York. I care that he tried to bullshit everyone a few months ago and say that he needed to cut salaries of employees, while at the same time he was plotting to buy a baseball team that's probably going to sell for close to $3 billion. You can support Locked On Phillies by doing business with our sponsors. Built Bar is a sponsor of today's show. As always, they're a protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. Go to builtbar.com and use promo code Locked On, and you'll get $10 off your first order. Today's show is also brought to you by Rock Auto. You know the jingle. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Almost started singing just reading the ad here. Visit rockauto.com and tell them Locked On sent you. So if the Harris Blitzer group were ultimately to buy the Mets, I'm not sure exactly what it would mean for the success of the team on the field, which obviously the reason we're talking about this on a Phillies podcast is because the success of the Mets has a direct impact, at least as long as the NL East exists. And who the hell knows what's going to happen in the future with baseball, but it has a direct impact on the success of the Phillies. And I don't think it's especially controversial to say that in the 9 years that they've owned the Sixers, this ownership group has not inspired a ton of confidence in Sixers fans. The Sixers are successful right now, but it almost feels like they stumbled into the process and they bungled the handling of that. It took them like a week to dismiss Brian Colangelo after the Twitter burner accounts. They did open the practice facility in Camden, which is pretty significant, and I would imagine at some point they plan to move the Sixers into a new arena. But this group, like many sports owners, I would say, I would stop well short of saying they know how to build a championship team or consistently put the right people in front office leadership positions and coaching leadership positions to have a team that's consistently a championship contender. I'm not a hockey guy, but I know that the Devils were a pretty proud franchise when I was a kid, and they're a train wreck now. That said, you have to think about who this group would be replacing. The Wilpons are hated in New York, the owners of the Mets currently, because they don't consistently spend like a big market team. I mean, you think about some of the examples over the last 15 years, and it's not that they haven't spent any money, but it feels like they should be much more consistently successful than they are. Jose Reyes won a batting title for the Mets in 2011, his age 28 season. He had made four All-Star teams as a Met, and they let him walk in free agency to the Miami Marlins of all teams. I mean, that just, maybe it worked out for them not re-signing him in hindsight, but I think that was a financial decision, and it's something that just never would have happened in Philadelphia, where you have a star at his peak, comes off his best season, you say, you can go sign with the division rival if it means we can save some money. It wouldn't have happened with the Phillies. Who was the last big free agent signing the Mets made? Carlos Beltran in 2005? I mean, my God, they've since hired him and fired him as manager. It's been so long. They've made some big trades, granted, but they sat out the Harper Machado free agency the other year. This is not a team that spends like it's in one of the biggest markets on the planet. They're a team that spends closer to the middle of the pack, a bit above that, I would think, consistently. So if the Harris Blitzer group is willing to spend money on luring star talents to play for the Mets, which to their credit, they have been with the Sixers, I do think they would be an improvement over the current group there, which wouldn't be good for the Phillies. It's hard to know if Joshua Harris buying the team would be better for the Phillies than if the group that A-Rod and J-Lo are heading, which apparently includes people from J.P. Morgan Chase. I don't know who would have more success. A-Rod, for all his faults, certainly does not lack intelligence. He doesn't lack business acumen. He was suspended by the league multiple times, but he's also the highest earning player in the history of the sport. So you have to give him credit there. He made a lot of dumb decisions, but is smart in terms of baseball. I don't know how involved he would be from a baseball ops perspective, but it wouldn't shock me if he ended up being a really good owner. So in the end, I don't know who would be the better group. My guess, though, is that the Joshua Harris, David Blitzer group, if they really decide, would be able to overpower them with their money. And therein lies the problem and why we're having this discussion at all. That's going to do it for today's show. You can follow me on Twitter at Tim Kelly Sports. Read my work on PhilliesNation.com. We're going to have wall-to-wall coverage of the MLB draft over the next few days. Radio.com. You can always read my coverage on baseball, the NFL, all sports. Today's show, as always, was brought to you by Rock Auto and Built Bar. Now tell your smart speaker to play the latest episode of Locked On Fantasy Baseball. I'll talk to you guys next time.